Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. My name's Diane Canada. I'm your host. I'm so glad you're here today. Thanks for tuning in. It's Wednesday, December 13th, and we continue our temporary departure from my normal podcast format to bring you these little trinkets. This is our way of staying connected in a very busy season, hoping that pouring some love and inspiration into you will be a blessing to you as we approach Christmas Day. So today we're on trinket number seven. And I want to talk to you about vintage is in. I want to show y'all my brooch. This belonged to my grandmother, I believe. My mom did the coolest thing a couple of Christmases ago. She gathered up a lot of jewelry that had belonged to my grandmother and some of my great aunts, and she individually packaged them and she put them into this wooden, looked like a treasure box, and gave it to me as a present. And it was the most, oh my gosh, the most heartwarming thing I think I've ever received. I absolutely loved it. And so I am wearing these little things that mean something to me. I have no idea if they're valuable or not, don't really care, but I love the fact that they are vintage. I loved that they belonged to women in my family that I cherish and that I miss very much. Makes me feel a little closer to them when I wear it. This time of year, I think, does put us in that nostalgic frame of mind. We have memories of people that we loved so much that are no longer here, that have gone on to be with the Lord, that were so special to us. I know, like my grandparents and so many people in my family that I just wish I could share another Christmas with. But it got me thinking about this article that I read recently about how all things vintage are really in. They're trendy again. Men are really wanting to wear the flat caps, and the cable knit, sweaters that the men used to wear. The women are really kind of being drawn back to the fashion of the 40s. I love the movie, The Notebook. It's one of my favorite movies. And I love her wardrobe in that. It's just so gorgeous. But it got me thinking about how there's also this real craving and return to what seems to be vintage ideals in America, vintage principles and vintage values. And I see, and it gives me a lot of hope because it's, I think depending on where we are on the timeline in history is whether or not people see it as something vintage or something new. Really, it's less about progressing out of vintage ideals and into a more modern way of thinking. It's really just a big circle. It's really what it is. It's a big circular, it's a cycle. If we look at the idea of government, right, we have a monarchy, right? And then it evolves into, there's usually a rebellion and uprising of some kind at some point. And then it kind of becomes this democracy or republic, right, idea. And then that eventually turns into socialism. And then that eventually turns into anarchy or tyranny. And then we're maybe back at a monarchy idea again. And then it kind of comes back to conservative, to conservative ideals and more of a democracy. So it's really just a continuum of a cycle. So when we think about the idea of vintage, nostalgic, a longing for the values that we grew up on, a lot of the people in the modern day progressive movement, right, will say that we are antiquated. And they'll say, oh, you haven't evolved with the times. Okay. Well, in Babylon, in Rome, in Sodom and Gomorrah, I'm sure people were accused of the same thing. It's because it's cyclical and we can look at it like that. It's not a return to something old, right? God's word is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's a rock solid set of values that if we would adhere to them, we would be such a happier society. But these progressives and tyrannists and anarchists and all, they have to just push the envelope constantly. So that's why God tells us that we don't war against flesh and blood. It's more against principalities and powers. It's the enemy behind all that, right? The enemy's seducing people. Are you really free? Did God really mean that? Well, why would a God do this if that? And it's all these little seeds that are planted in people's minds. People try to become their own God, of the God of themselves, right? And deny a creator. It's all been done before. Like I said, there's nothing new under the sun. God has seen this thousands of times. In history, this has played out thousands of times. We're just the new iteration of that. But the vintage, the idea of vintage, the fact that people are so drawn right now to vintage clothing, you know, and vintage ideals is a sign of hope, I think, for us. Because if we can attract people back to what was great about those ideals and great about this country, which is what we're trying to do here in Lady Up America, then maybe we can prevent this social, maybe we can stop the cycle, right? And push, start pushing it back. And we're not trying to return to something old. All we're trying to do is uphold what I call the load-bearing walls of our country. This country is the greatest country in the world. And people who are being raised to hate it, to loathe it, to despise it, it's so sad. What we need to do is instead of fighting and railing against that, we need to reintroduce what makes this country great. So I think just championing those goals, getting back in touch with those nostalgic feelings that this season brings up, and talking with your kids and your loved ones about the things that made America great when you were growing up. I think we need to have those discussions. We don't need to be fearful of what's happening over here. We already operate from a place of victory in Jesus Christ. So let's just start reintroducing the things we missed, the things we loved about this country. All right, let me pray with you today, ladies. Father God, I ask you to bring to our remembrance the things of our childhood, the things that tantalize our senses, right? The sights and the smells and what we heard and what we experienced. Lord, help us to get back in touch with those this season and to maybe make a list of the things that we missed, the things that were good, the things that brought us peace and the things that brought us a smile to our face. And let's talk about those things with our kids and with the people that we encounter. And let's start making the case for America again, making the case for what blessings had been bestowed on us in this country and how to really reintroduce those into our society. Lord, I pray that we push the enemy back and that we start to win people back to our values in this nostalgic time of year. We love you, Lord, and it's our honor to serve you. Thank you for loving us and sending your son in this season, Lord. We just honor you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, ladies. I will see you tomorrow for our last trinket of the week. And I'll remind you again, Lady Up.